Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Come on, phone. Come on, phone. Come on, phone. Come on, phone.
Apologize for the technical difficulties. It is your hip-hop informer, that dude T.M. Hamid. Welcome to the show. Tonight we have our special guest author, Tracy Lee, hanging out with us. She has a new project that's called Personal Experiences, and she'll be sharing those personal experiences with us tonight. You are in tune to T.M. Hamid Radio Live. Hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. On the other side, Sage James, Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, and our special guest, Tracy Lee. We'll be right back.
Okay, I'm reloaded. You motherfuckers think you big time? Fucking with Jay-Z, you gonna die big time. Here come the pain.
Jigga, bigger, nigga, how you figure?
Yeah, yo. In the way to cap sweater. The number one question is, can the feds get him? I got vendettas and dice games against ass betters and niggas who pump wheels and drive jetters. Take that with
you. Hit ya, back split ya. Fuck fist fights and lane scuffles. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle. Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most haters
can't pay it. While y'all pump, really, I run up and stunt silly. Yeah, so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie, squeezed off on him, left the paramedic breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mob ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelets, frostbit. Ring two, niggas riding away, call me igloo stick. Who?
Yeah, baby, boy, nigga, shit, it draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn, going out for all.
Marcy, that's right.
Big Smalls, nigga, shit your drawers. Brooklyn, represent y'all. Hit your forge, you crazy. Think a little bit of rhyme can play me. I'm from Mars, see, I'm varsity jump, you JV.
Trigger
JV.
Nigga, name it. My bedside flow's malicious. Delicious, fuck three wishes. Made my road to riches from 62 gym stars. My mom's ditching, Graham chopping, police bear docking. These at my door's knocking.
Keep rocking, no more mister. Nice guy, twist your shit. The fuck back with the pistol, blazing, hot like Cajun. Hotter than even holding work at the days in. With New York plates outside,
get up out of there.
fuck your ride.
Keep your hands high, shit gets steeper. Here comes the Grim Reaper, Frank Wright. Need the keys to your innkeeper.
That's right.
Chill, homie. The bitch in the Shoney's told me you're holding more drugs than the pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the place and hit six shots just in case.
Trying to do, made a fortune off Peru, extra dyke, China white, hair on, nigga please, like short sleeves, I been wrong, stay out away from here on,
clear,
gone,
me and Gutter had two spots, the two for $5 hits the blue top, gotta go, Coolio mean it's getting too hot, if they have twins, she probably have two pop,
Time to separate the pros from the cons, the platinum from the bronze, that butter soft shit from that leather on the bond, a S1 diamond from my eye clamp dome, a Chardon sipper from a rosé, nigga, Brooklyn, sipping on
Cristal forever, play the crib when it's mink weather, the mafia keep cannons in they Mark Buchanan, usually quattro cinco, the shell sink slow, tossing ya, man slugs through your nautica, I'm warning ya.
JC and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit she draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn.
We invite you to join us live, participate, talk to our special guest tonight, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We have special guest tonight, Tracy Lee, author Tracy Lee, with her new work, Personal Experiences. We'll be getting into that shortly, but first, all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City, give it up, Hot Chocolate. Stressing tonight, but it's all good. What up, Mama? Welcome to the show.
Lord have mercy, Jesus, it's a fire. Hello, TM Hyman Radio listeners. I apologize for the silence at the top of the show. It is my night to engineer the show, and my computer has an attitude tonight. So I have a backup, and we should be good.
No issues. No issues. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam Seba Boston.
Yes, good afternoon and morning time. How do you do?
We are good. I think St. James is on the way. If he's not already in the saddle, he will be here momentarily. But let's jump right to our special guest. She's an author. Her first work was just published yesterday. It is out on Kindle, Amazon, and everything else in between. Give it up, Ms. Tracy Lee. Thanks for rocking.
Hey,
welcome
guys
to the show.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Tracy. Thanks
hey
for joining us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So, yeah, speaking of stress, but why don't you introduce yourself to the world? Because the world is listening.
Well, my name is Tracy Lee. I'm from Brandon, Florida. Grew up there in Plant City. Moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Live out here with my four kids, two stepkids as well, with my husband. And I've been a blogger for about 2.5 years, decided that I wanted to kind of, plus I was an avid reader, so I kind of put the two together and came up with this idea and just exploded with it.
We like explosions. We like explosions.
Well, it's definitely an explosion.
You said I'm a blogger. Blogging blogger is a new phrase for many people, and there's others like, what did she say? Did she say she's a clogger? Help us understand what a blogger is and does.
Well, most of the time you find something. I would just do thoughts. Being a mom of six children, I knew moms were out there and would have different experiences going on. I would try to give them my personal opinion on it, knowing that they weren't alone. So, that's basically it. I just would write down my thoughts, or I would see a good book. I would write about the book, a children's book, or even, a show on TV. This is a good children's show, and so that's just basically what I did.
Okay, so for the listeners who might be looking to that may be in the same position as you, if they're avid readers or bloggers or just, there are some people that get their therapeutic writing in journals or things like that, and they have an idea of writing a book. Tell them how you got started. What were the steps that you took?
I just basically wrote everything down in a notebook. Sat down one day at the computer and just started writing. I've always had a thing for writing. I love it. To me, it is therapy. It cleanses my soul. And so I just sat down and thought up these two characters, the first names that popped in my mind, and just came up with this story. I'd heard through the grapevine, and, I did my research. I didn't want to go because I'm the type of person who I don't do criticism well. I didn't want to go through a publishing company or through that. I kind of wanted to do it on my own. That way, I could be more closer to my fans. It's more personal, and you don't have that criticism 24/7.
Right.
It's my writing. It's what I feel. It's how I look at a situation, and that's basically it. And that's just my personal opinion. I didn't go that route because of that. I didn't want that. Just being a new author in this area, I didn't want to have that criticism on me. I wanted to take my time, do how I've done it, and it's worked out perfectly for me.
Where did you get the personal experiences title, and what made you want to? I heard you say one thing. I heard you say you came up with some characters. So is this fictional?
This is a fictional book. It's not based on any biographical incidences in the world. The themes of it does happen, but this situation did not happen. It's total fiction. But I wanted to. This is Eleni's point of view on her life. This is her personal experience. I'm going to be doing the 4-part series, the personal series. The book I'm working on now is Personal Possession. It is Trevor's point of view on this whole situation that's going to be taking place. With this situation with Eleni. So, it was just what happened in her life that made her the person that she was.
I understand there's another character named TJ. How did TJ come to pass?
That's Trevor. That's the main man. I've always
been... Okay, so Trevor and TJ is synonymous. Okay.
Right. Eleni calls him TJ. Trevor Jordan is his name. That's just her nickname for him. And he's kind of, always continually loved her since second grade. They've grown up together in a small Georgia town. And they just, were together their whole life. And, I think that women, especially, the women, they like a little bit of alpha male in their men, and so he's that type of man, and she really needs that.
Well, we're going to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our special guest, Tracy Lee, with us tonight. It's 9:14. We're going to take a break, come right back, and talk more about personal experiences with our special guest tonight, author Tracy Lee. We'll be right back. You're in tune to Team Hyman Radio Live.
All the low riders, the big riders,
car, yo. Brand new truck, butter sauce seat, 4 point something with a low ride something. Ain't nothing better than a ride out the hood with it. Who looking better and damn you looking good in it. Take a chance with it and a choice ride. Listen to the CDs I play inside. Mos Def, Jay Prince and Stevie, Marvin Gaye, Led Zeppelin and Biggie. And when the evening is over, love, gonna find a nice spot for the rover, love. Do things to make the man in the moon blush. My mind race, but I tell my waist don't rush. Use the upper echelon piece, so when you find it, you stash and you don't freak. You wanna nibble on it, air, and do all the things that make it wanna get near. Oh, I'm a Queens representative. Get wild by any means, my incentive is. When we done, I start it up again and ride around with you, cause you my special friend.
Me and you, I think we should ride. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
When we take it out and spin it, the back seat is the canvas we paint and on. Abstracted work we create and on. The TV's in the back in the dash too. Got Miss Napkins and Bamboo. Don't worry, the tins past the legal ones. Outcast banging loud in my eardrum. The way the wheels spin, cutting through the still wind. Outsiders looking in with the ill grin. Fuel injected, brand new inspected. Emissions got tested, details perfected. Got the armor all touched, empty out the dust. No tobacco spilling on my rug clutch. Kick off your shoes, show off your pedicure. Shake off the blues, we all been getting more. More of that thing, stuff that brings ecstasy, making you cling. A little harder than your average hug or grab. Lady, tell me this is better than taking the cab. And when you bounce, tell all your girls. You rode around hot wheeling, drinking no Earl. Vacation and beat up my V8. Just one night we drive and we escape.
Me and you, I think we should ride.
Welcome back, CM Hyman Radio Live. It is 9:18 p.m., and we have author Tracy Lee on with us tonight. And Tracy, I'm going to say this, that I was thoroughly confused. I'm not going to lie, thoroughly confused.
Right.
Because, like, I guess I take things too literal, you know, but I'm quite sure it's other people out there who may
Absolutely.
Feel the same way. So, because of the title, Personal Experiences, you know, I was thrown off a bit. I thought it was more of a, everybody seems to be coming out with a book about their lives, right?
Right.
So what you're doing is something that, like, pretty much taking it back to the basics, you know, like doing book reports, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's
right.
Cool, because everybody is trying to tell their story and not using their creativity to spark, you know, interest.
Right.
Right. So I think what you're doing is beautiful, because then you're opening up more for yourself as well. You know,
Correct.
Opening up other avenues. So,
right.
Yeah, I think that's dope.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
No problem. Where can people pick this book up, Personal Experiences? Where can they pick this book up?
Well, right now it's being offered on the Kindle, the e-book, through Amazon, and also through Barnes & Noble on the Nook. It will be also offered on Kobo and on iTunes. I'm waiting for that to be to go through on that. And then eventually it's going to be out on paperback.
Okay. So do you...
No, go ahead, Z.
Oh, well, I was going to ask, okay, so being that this is your first work, and I understand, like, you know, having a love for words and, you know, it just being, like, natural to you, how far do you think you're going to go with this? As far as, like, do you think you're going to, or do you see yourself owning, like, your own publishing company? And, you know, like, how far are you going to take, you know, your writing?
I just love the writing part of it, you know, living in my imagination. That's about as far as I'd like to go with it, continually work on different projects when it comes to writing, you know. Maybe go a different way, maybe do some young adult. I was trying to look and put my writing into the older adult area because there are so many young adult writers out there as it is. I think that we need to get back into some of the, you know, the 30s and 40-year-olds, you know. You know, it's just that to me, I think that that's an area that needs to be covered more than the 20-year-olds.
Right.
So that's where I see myself going with that.
And your the book style, as far as what I've read, now let me go ahead and help you with your disclaimer, because I understand that you were a little concerned about this while you were trying to get ready, you know, to market the book, that you put
Correct.
Some warnings on it because of some of, you know, maybe a few darker areas
Scenes.
Of reading
yeah.
the book. Right.
Correct.
It is, I'm going to just say, it's given the book 50 Shades of Grey a run for its money. I'm just going to say that flat out.
Well, I want to take that as a compliment.
And you should, as you should. When you mentioned going into a younger adult market, would you
right.
change that style?
You know, I think that it seems to be good right as it is. I don't want to change it to where that it's completely non-believable. I'd like to keep it to where it's still, you know, it's something that still could possibly happen,
right.
you know, in that area. So, you know, if it would make it so that people would get out there and buy the books, then, yeah, absolutely. So.
I was just going to say, I think you've touched on something really great, and the way that the market, as far as what I am used to reading, I don't think it was as dark maybe as you were worrying about it being. I've read darker. I really have. And without warning or any
okay.
type of precautionary measure set out for. So I think you're onto something. I really do.
Well, my concern is, you know, a lot of people read these books, like these moms and these women, and they're looking for the whole book to be happy, happy, joy, joy. And sometimes in life, it's not that way. And so sometimes you have to show that little bit of dark in there so that at the end of the tunnel, wow, yeah, okay, I see it, you know. And so much more is going to be touched on in Trevor's story, because I know that a lot of people that read it have so many questions, like, this was unanswered, and this was in, you know, what happened with this? That's all going to be covered
right.
in the next book. So,
oh,
you know,
right.
you just have to wait on that.
Great Martha. Look.
Well,
yeah,
you
can't give it all to them. You can't give it all to them.
Right. And I try to cover everything that, you know, they started at second grade. You know, they went up to, they graduated together. And then, you know, you go from the past to the future. And it kind of, what my mind was wanting to do was fix that, kind of put together what happened in the past that affected the future.
Right.
You know, to make that experience her own. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I was looking
yeah.
for.
I mean, so. From what you've explained, it sounds like me when I was in the Army, like, you know, just like my scandalous days. What in the world?
You know what?
I'll tell you what.
That's another show.
Hey.
I think all of us women want a man like Trevor out there. I swear to God, I think we do. You know, I mean,
oh, yes.
there's absolutely
yes,
nothing wrong with a man pushing you up against the wall and telling you how he wants it. You know?
Oh, boy.
Hey,
yes,
hey,
sir.
Sign me up.
Hey.
Can I have a double with cheese, please? Thank you.
Can I get those, please?
Exactly.
Two and a large Pepsi, please. Yes.
Well,
right,
let's do this. Let's do this. Yeah, we have some callers on the line that want to ask you some questions, but we're going to take a break and play some music. And on the other side of this, we're going to come back with our fantastic new author, Tracy Lee, whose book, Personal Experiences, just dropped yesterday. Again, congratulations. It's
Thank
definitely
you so much.
Nothing to sneeze at. It is a success that not a lot of people get the chance to do. So you really,
Wonderful.
Really should be proud.
I so
And we're hoping
it.
To... Hoping to take your book to number one, just like Pharrell featuring Kanye
world,
West. TM Hyman Radio. We'll be right back.
Famous.
Big up Tracy Lee.
World's famous. You're now listening to
Girl.
Skateboard P and the Louis Vuitton Dime.
I'm back.
It's so unfair, so unreasonable. Go.
I must have hurt your feelings.
Come on.
Your temper hit the ceiling. You know I want to talk to you.
Get him, please.
Oh, girl, come on.
Come
but the main thing is living.
Come on.
Cause I know this not giving. You know I got a lot to do.
Come on.
I know this party's pretty.
Come on.
But
come
you
on.
Know I'll be busy. That's why I can't talk long on the phone.
Come on.
So honey, if you with me,
come on.
Know
come
I work for your pretty. Yeah. Face the smile when I get home.
Baby girl, you and me,
smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be
Classic.
Nothing to you, but she the to me. Tell me how you love that. Number one, can't put
girl.
None above that. You deserve a verse from me. We gon' party like it's our anniversary. Go.
Didn't I just tell you?
Go.
That you're my Cinderella.
Get
my dream only fits one side.
Come on.
Oh, girl, come on.
Come on.
You know I'd rather be where you are. You are my shining star. But last night, that just wasn't right.
Oh, girl, come on.
I know this party's pretty.
Come on,
but
come
you
on.
Know I'll be busy. That's why I can't talk long on the phone. So honey, if you with me,
yeah.
Know
yeah.
I work for your pretty. Face the smile when I get home.
Everybody say,
number one.
Baby girl, you and me. That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be
Classic.
Nothing to you, but she the to me. Tell me how you love that.
Dash
number
it.
One, can't put nothing above that. You deserve a verse for me. We gon' party
it.
Like it's our anniversary. Go.
Number one.
Baby girl, you and me.
Smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be
Classic.
Nothing to you, but she the to me. Oh. Tell me how you love that. Number one, can't put nothing above that. You deserve a verse from me. We gon' party like it's our anniversary. Yesterday I was half the man you see. Maybe that's because you the other half of me. You my number one hit on the line of the charts. I'm a FedEx, my lover, how you sign for my heart. From my number one eye, keep your dumb fly. They fresh to death, you like after death. I resurrected my goal, Jesus of Nazareth. Now we fresh as a prince while they jazzy jazz. And you don't be saying when they ask me questions. And you be giving me my space. You don't be running on my space. You know some other I hate when they violate. Tonight, man, I ain't in the mood for it. Don't matter who wore it, you wore it. Look how you coordinated it. Man, that's my favorite. I love the way that it fits on you.
Yeah,
baby girl, that's on you.
Come on,
look how she get to me. She might be nothing to you, but she the to me. Yeah. Tell me how you love that.
Dash
number
it.
One, can't put nothing above that.
Famous.
You deserve a verse from me. We gon' party
it.
Like it's our anniversary.
Number one.
Come on.
Smash it.
Come on, number
come
one.
On. Girl. Off the charts.
Get a
classic. Come on, number one.
Come
girl.
On.
Girl.
Come on.
Dash it. Come on, number
come
one.
On.
Girl. Hold your heart. And smash it.
Come on.
Number one.
TM Hyman Radio Live. And that was Pharrell and Kanye. Oh, my gosh. I love that song. Okay, so
it's my jam.
Today, September 11th. Peace to all those that were lost and for the families that are still remaining. And
we will
tonight,
never, ever forget, ever.
Yes, never. Tonight we got author Tracy Lee that's hanging out with us tonight talking about her newly released book, Personal Experiences. But before we go back or any further, let's introduce from the DMV, Mr. Sabian James.
Yeah, he's not throwing my whole government out there. Damn.
I ain't say nothing. Man, you complained about the way.
Don't nobody
I
know me as Sabian.
Okay, look.
Wow.
Damn.
I didn't know that was his name.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. I like my name. It's unique. I don't know nobody else who got it.
At
now
all.
What?
It makes me crazy.
Anyway.
Thundercats every time I say it.
Thundercats?
Yes, I have no idea why, but every time I think of his name, I think of
Thundercats. Oh, Thundercats?
Yes.
Yeah, he used to call me Sabian the Tooth Tiger and all of that stuff back in the day. I heard that before.
Yeah. And we also got callers, right? Let's go to the phone.
Exactly.
Yes, we do. Yes,
okay,
we do.
So
all callers, right, Tracy, we got some people that want to talk to you.
And I got some questions for you, too,
great.
Ma, when I get
okay.
there.
Great. Okay. 813-last-4-6-5-9-0, you are on. Let us know your
phone
name. Yes, welcome.
Hey.
Hey.
What up? Hey.
Hey. How you
it's
doing?
It's Trina from Plant City.
Hey, Trina.
Hey,
Plant.
Trina.
Hey.
What's your question for Tracy, Trina?
I don't have a question. I just want to call in and say Tracy is my girl. I've known her for a long time, and this book is fabulous.
It really
fabulous.
Is.
Fabulous.
It really is.
It really is. And
thank
not
you.
Just because I know her, and when I was reading it, I just had to keep stopping myself going, oh, my gosh, I can't believe my friend really wrote this book. It's so good.
You just like the sex part.
You're right.
I do, too. I do, too. And I didn't read it yet. I do, too.
Hey, Trina, I mentioned earlier that this is giving 50 Shades of Grey a serious run for its money. Boy, it is going to steam up every window in your house if you're wearing glasses. Your glasses will be fogged up by the time you get to the middle of the book.
Oh, yeah, it is trashy, girl.
It is awesome. It is awesome.
Oh,
and men, you will benefit from it, too.
Good old
yeah. The men will benefit from it, too, because after your ladies finish reading it, oh, boy, are you going to get a treat.
I keep telling everybody that I write the books that get the babies made.
That she does.
This the book that comes with a cold cucumber? This one, this
there
the one
you
that
go.
I heard about? That's the one that I heard about?
Yeah.
Comes with a cucumber? I heard about that one.
And a name badge. What do you mean?
And a pack of seeds for the deluxe version, right?
Goodness.
Oh, throw an army of them.
Oh, my.
Hey, don't complain.
Oh,
man. You're thanking me. I'm going to be getting all kinds of emails. Thank you, Tracy.
Babe, I think you should let your wife read it personally, and, you know, thank Tracy later.
There you go.
Amen.
You know?
You don't need no book.
Oh,
all right.
We got the internet. We got the internet for that.
Thundercat, huh?
Yes.
Nah,
anyway.
Thank you, Trina from Plant City, for calling.
Thank
you.
You're
welcome. I'm sorry.
Did
you want to say something else?
I just want to say I love her, and I'm so proud of her, and she's going to do great.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you.
Trina,
calling,
I don't know
Trina.
Where Trina's calling from. Trina says she was calling from Plant City, but she sounded like she was
she
calling
is.
From Dallas. She sounded like she was calling from Dallas, Texas.
Oh,
no.
Trina is
Plant
calling.
City.
Trina is the unofficial mayor of Plant City. I go to her for any of my Plant City knowledge, if there's anything that I need to confirm, anything that I need to find, any shortcuts, routes, people that I need to locate, Trina is my go-to.
And she's
that's
my
me.
Promoter.
That's
mm-hmm. right.
Again, thanks for calling in tonight, Trina. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Lee.
Thanks, Trina. Have a good night.
Who has been
thanks.
Some of your, Ms. Lee, who has been some of your influences in the writing world? Who are some of the authors that have influenced your writing?
Oh, it's got to be Kristen Ashley. She is like my goddess. I mean, she just takes the alpha male to a whole nother scene. Gosh, who else has there been? Maya Banks, Jamie McGuire, Beautiful Disaster. There's just so many of them. But mostly Kristen Ashley. I've read every single one of her books, and she puts, I mean, her alpha males are just, woo, they're good.
I know, that's right.
Yeah.
I heard from your unofficial promoter, Miss Trina Tracy, that you're getting ready to do a book tour. Can you tell us about that?
November, I'm going to be doing a blog book tour, 2-week blog book tour, going around to different blogs and doing interviews and talking about the book and about the series that's going to be taking place. You know, book number 2 is going to be coming out, I'm hoping mid-November, early December, so that there won't be a long wait there. I'm already started on it. So, we'll just be talking about that and just where my influences come from as well. So
that's pretty cool.
And again, this
Ms. Tracy Lee, I love the concept of a blog book tour. Tell us. Those who really don't follow a lot of literature blogs, what are some of the best blogs to follow in your world?
Oh, there are so many. You've got the Smut Book Club, book clubs all over, the Dirty Girl Book Club.
I like that one. Now, let me clarify. Did you say smut or mutt?
Smut.
No, she said smut.
I thought you said smut.
She said smut. Yes, she did. Wow.
And Dirty Girl. And Dirty Girl is a very, very, very large book club. They're over 2,000 deep.
Yeah. So is Smut Book Club. I mean, you've got so many. I'm not the only housewife out there that reads these books. and they get together.
Definitely not.
And, it's become a big thing now. You've got big book to-dos. You've got Nasty Mafia in Vegas. Book tours, there's so many things that go on nowadays that have to do, this is a big industry that's going on. Because
a lot
of the mothers are stay-at-home moms, and so they're needing that extra income instead of going out and getting a job. They're staying at home and using their God-given talent.
Some of this, fantasy-driven also?
Absolutely. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
I have to ask this question because at this point we're talking about smut and all of this. I'm sure we have listeners who are wondering, Mrs. Lee, what has been the smuttiest thing you've ever done?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. I've been waiting to ask you that.
That's right up Dave's alley,
I think housewife, I think innocent. I think cleaning the house, taking care of the children, fixing dinner before hubby gets home. But there's a whole lot of freaky things that go down during the day. What's the funniest thing that you've done, Mrs. Tracy Lee?
Look at the book that I wrote. I mean,
everything
in there.
Lady
out in the streets, but a freak, behind the sheets.
Yes, that's what you
do. That's how it is.
Absolutely
nothing wrong.
Got your business suit on during the day, and the stilettos and the panties on at night.
Yeah, there you go.
Sleeping underwear. Hey, you're not supposed to sleep in underwear now. If you are,
we didn't say sleeping in them. I just said the stilettos and the panties on. They come off eventually.
You can
there ain't nothing
on
that.
Well, it's 9:37. We appreciate you for rocking, everybody. It's 9:39 on the East Coast, 6:39 on the West Coast. Miss Tracy Lee, how can we pick up this book? It's on Amazon. You said it's coming to iTunes. Where can we get it right now?
It's being available on the Nook, on Barnes & Noble. You can get it on barnesandnoble.com and also on amazon.com for their Kindle.
Amazon in the Nook. Okay. It's called Personal Experiences. Our special guest tonight, Miss Tracy Lee. Since we're talking about smut, there's one of my favorite songs. It's called Get Naked. Miss Coco Jones.
Yes,
Miss Coco Jones out of Atlanta.
Oh,
what's going
what
on?
She's
probably
hear,
listening tonight. We appreciate Coco Jones, who's going to be stopping past some new music soon. So let's drop this joint, Naked. Coco Jones. It's 9:40. We'll be right back. Team Holland Radio Live.
He loves that child. Well, she's not a child. She's a grown woman. But
okay, wait.
He is fine.
Let me locate it real quick. He didn't. He.
Okay, we have.
I'm getting
it.
So, I got it. Here you go.
You're not talking about smut no more. You're
not
talking about smut.
No. We're going to hold on the smut. We're going to hold on the smut. Smut till we come back.
He wants the smut.
I want smut.
He wants all the smut, yes.
More smut.
Talking about your white tee and your fancy jeans. Take them off for me. Shoes on your feet, hat on your head, gloves on your hands. I wanna see skin instead. I'd rather see all of your.
Popping and she don't mind going down. She could the so I scroll back through my my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that shit. I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend for that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you know what about? Oh, yo, with that, let's take it back to, I got what you need, oh, yeah, your car on E, I put your G, shit, I got delivery, smash box, flood the trap spot, got a whole pack, working to the block hot, R and 2 is gone, next 48 we out, and we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them, the regular life, my life was like a moving home. And it's starring me, L Overdose, and I'm memeing on him. I got the Nina on him. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling. TM Hyman Radio Live. Your girl Hot Chocolate here, 9:47 p.m. The General on the line as well. Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston. And our special guest tonight, author Tracy Lee. Congratulations once again, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
If you all have missed any part of the show, you can go back and check out the podcast a little bit after 10 o'clock. Tracy, let our listeners know how they can follow you, how they can get in touch with you.
No doubt.
I am on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. And I am
Mrs.
on
Smart.
My blog. Yes.
Cut it out.
My blog is www.authortracylee.blogspot.com. And on Facebook, I am Author Tracy Lee 32. And that's on Facebook, like my page. And, you know, we give away contests. I've got a giveaway going all the way until Friday. I'm giving 10 books away, 10 copies of Personal Experiences. They can go to my page and sign up for the giveaway and register to win a copy of my book.
And you're on Twitter as well, right?
I'm on Twitter as well, and I believe that's Tracy Lee 04. I'm sorry, it's Author Tracy Lee is my name.
There you go.
Good deal.
Well, Tracy, thank you again for joining us. You are welcome back on Blog Talk Radio. TM Hyman with us anytime. You can come back once your new works come and let us know what's going on with it. The character is TJ. That's the next one that's going to give his point of view. Is that right?
That's correct. And I'll make sure that there is smut in that one.
Uh-oh.
Please.
Make sure there's what in there? There's smut in there? Did you say smut?
That's what I will put some smut in there.
That baby said, I'm going to make sure.
It better be smutty. It's a guy talking. You know how we think. You don't know how we think, but ask somebody.
That, you know what? That's my hardest part on this, is trying to get into that male point of view.
Yo,
really
holla at your boy. Holla at me. I'll let you know what we're thinking. Word is mine.
He's got plenty of smut to share with you, Tracy.
There you
I
go.
Have enough for everybody.
His name is Smut King. His other name is Smut King. Nobody's doing that.
I'm telling you, I got enough to go around. You're all welcome.
And shot.
look me up on Twitter, at Say James. Look me up on Twitter, and I'm going to follow it. Word is mine. I got you. You let me know.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and send all your smutty friends to follow him, too.
I sure
all
will.
All of them.
I've got them all.
Tracy, I have one last question for you, Tracy, but a very serious question. I like to end on a serious note. For those who are aspiring to write books, find roadblocks, find difficulty, you are probably the eighth or ninth author that's actually graced this platform this year alone. And everyone has provided different feedback, and we only allow those who are really making it happen to come. So what advice do you have for those who are aspiring to share their works or their creativity? You know, because there's a lot of good writers who want to do fiction like yourself.
Right. Don't ever give up. Don't, you know, I have a saying that, you know, just give everything that you can because that's part of you. Don't ever give up, and don't take what people, you can never please everybody, so don't think that you can. Just do it for yourself. That's all I did it for, was myself. I actually was never even going to publish this until Trina told me. She's like, you need to do this. This was straight for me. It was something that I felt was on my heart that I needed to release for myself. You know, it's, these characters have been in my head causing chaos for years, and so I needed to get it out. And don't ever give up. Just continually do it. Don't let somebody tell you that it's not good, that you can't do it. Go to the next person. You know, there's so many self-publishing. There's so many self-publishing pages, websites out there for you, whether it be music, poetry, anything. You know, you've got Tumblr for photography. Just whatever, you know, don't give up. Just continually do it.
That's feedback coming to you out of the big state of Texas tonight. New author Tracy Lee, her project is called Personal Experiences. Thank
you
very much.
Thank you so much.
Oklahoma, excuse me. I thought you were in Texas.
You near Guthrie, Oklahoma?
No, I'm outside Tulsa.
Okay.
Tulsa. Okay. Well, thank you for stopping past tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. You guys have been great.
Thank you, Tracy.
It's 9:52, everybody.
Word.
We'll be right back.
Smart, B. That's how we do.
TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 9:57 p.m. Say James, TM Hyman, Madam Boston, and your girl Hot Chocolate. Once again, thank you to author Tracy Lee for joining us. That right there, people, is Mac Wiles' Own It. And for you all that don't know who Mac Wiles is, for you Wire fans, that is Michael from The Wire. Tristan. Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
Oh, snap. The dude that was beating cats up as a young boy.
Oh, my. Yes, him.
Yeah, he's the one that, that rocks Snoop in the truck. That knocks Snoop off in the truck.
Yeah, that was Snoop.
Shorty got pipes. I'm not even mad.
Yo, that
I'm
song is
mad.
Dope, son. I love that joint.
Exactly. Yeah. I love it. And look.
He can be in rotation on TM Hyman.
Hey, what? He needs to come on here, and I need to meet him. And, yo, that's going to be my new baby daddy right there.
No. Look, let me stop you right there. No. Mm-mm.
Lady Eloise, I'm going to need you to back up off of Tristan.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we want you to have a good night. We will be back on Friday night at 9 p.m.
Okay.
You are certainly in tune to that show.
I'm sorry, Rick Ross and P. Diddy and 50.
You can't have him.
What?
You can't have him.
I'm sorry, Nokia.
Hey, yo, man. Hey, yo, B. It's beer season, man. You hear what I'm saying? Your teeth.
90 seconds.
So.
Let's wrap it up. Take us home. He's
beard
fine.
It's beer season. Grow a beard.
Whatever you do, do it well. Bless those that curse you. Tristan, for real, boo.
Say, don't fall off the cliff, buddy. Mm-hmm. Don't fall off
the cliff.
Grow a beard, son. Mm-mm. That's what it's about right now. It's beer season. Hoodie season coming up.
Good night, everybody. Again, Friday, inside the cypher, 9 p.m.
Yes.
We'll be back.
Collectively, we are TM Hyman Radio Live. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the general, the hip-hop informer. He is Save James, and she is Madam Boston, who's trying to steal my shorty. Tristan, you're mine. I'm going to get you on the show, and we're going to talk about you and Lady Eloise. Yeah, that's how we're going to work that one out.
That's what it's about. Get in the gym now.
TM Hyman Radio, good night.
Just graduated high school.